Okay, today we're going to launch this past Simchas Tamach. What I think I would like to do, I mentioned that we should do some Chazara, but rather than me just much for you unless you knew it beforehand. I think, believe that, for next week I'm just going to make a sheet with the main and the kudus of the first 10 sifim of the simon that we'll try to do it as briefly as we could. Well, what we'll do is on the front I'll have all the information and then we'll turn it over and we'll have the information without the psak and you'll have to fill it in.
We get graded.
We're dealing today with a new topic, and we're thinking about Hilchos Rivus to separate the issues and try to get a clarkeit in each one. Today, at least for the most part of what we're going to do today, the issue is trading things, trading services. We're going to learn about something which most people would not think of as Osir, and nevertheless is a Rivus issue. Siftes. Lo yaseh melocha l'chaveiroi, aminas shechaveiroi yaseh imoi achakach melocha, shehu yaseh kveida. Do you trade services? You trade services all the time. If you carpool, so one day you do the carpool, the other day the other person does the carpool. That's trading of services. Trading of malacha. The same thing, some people have an arrangement where they shovel the snow when the neighbor's not home and the neighbor shovels when they're not home. Now, as long as these things are very loose arrangements and there's no dig-dog on who does it more often and nobody is mapped in, it's all is fine and well. There's no issue because there's no law. However, when you're trading work, and there is an issue. For example, sometimes you have a yeshiva, two young couples, and they have apartments. So they say, you know, you help me paint my apartment, and then we'll go to your apartment to paint, and I'll help you paint yours. So is that a ribbis shaila? Now that's an obligation. If they make such a deal, and one of them, Reuven, helps Shimon paint Shimon's apartment, so afterwards, if Shimon says, you know, I don't want to help you, I'll paint Dini's b'chuyiv too, because he worked for him, and the payment for that is that he has to work for him too. So the Shulchan Aruch says. If the second person has a bigger apartment, there are more rooms to be painted, then this arrangement would be awesome. Because the person who's doing it first is giving him work, he's painting three rooms with him, and he's returning by giving painting, he's obligating himself to paint four rooms for him. So that's a halva. He lent him the work, and now he's paying back the work, and he's paying back more than he got. So that also is a form of ribbis. Again, assuming that it was done, that there was an obligation one to the other to do it. Obviously, if they did it the other way, if first you painted the one with the four rooms, and then they went and paid the one with the three rooms, there would be no problem. Because then the person who has to wait is not getting more. The problem is, any time the person who waits gets more, that's when it's an issue.
Wait, that's because not three rooms are four rooms. Maybe the three rooms are as big as the four rooms.
Maybe the three rooms are as big as the four rooms.
Is it a
miracle problem or it's an arrangement? It's an arrangement. It's an arrangement. Even if you're doing exactly the same thing, both are the same size, but if it's at a time where it's harder work, Menachesh is to weed the garden. It's easier to weed the garden in the dry season than in the rainy season. The rainy season is muddy. So he tells him, I'll do work with you, the same work, we'll weed you this garden today and that garden tomorrow, and then today tomorrow will be okay, but in the winter and in the summer, so since one malacha is harder than the other, that also is us. So this is a Mishnah, there are no mafarshim on this, because this is a very clear Mishnah, there are no chalakei deis.
In other words, even if there's no difference in the outcome of the melacha, just it's harder to do.
Even if there's no difference in the outcome, just it's harder to do.
What if the price would be the same?
So that's the thing. The guideline here depends totally on the price, on the shar hashuk of the work. It doesn't depend if one person has a room that's 2 feet bigger than the other, and he's painting his room, he's painting his room. But if you called in a painter, the price would be the same for both of them. So then it's everything goes by shar hashuk, then it's mutter. Because everything goes by the shar hashuk. It goes by according to what the price is, the value is. So if I do something for you that has a value of $100, and you do it for me later, has a value of $110, that's what's us.
You have a carpool. One person is way further up than everybody else, and you have a carpool arrangement.
One person is further away, but it doesn't matter. The actual trip of the carpool is the same for everybody. For one person, it's a bigger inconvenience, but the actual trip is the same.
Which is okay.
You can't. What you cannot do is say, I'm having a hard time. You do the carpool for me, and I'll give you back double. You know, I know it's a hard day for you, so you do it today, and I'll do it for 2 days instead of you. So that's something that's awesome.
So the issur initially was the fact that you stipulated up front that if you do for me, I do for now. What happens if you don't stipulate, you don't say anything? They happen, a friend came over and paid your apartment, and you think he's a nice guy, so you want
to...
So
we're going to talk about that. What I'd like to do is talk about a couple of types of trading, and then we'll talk about what happens if it's ribis mulcheres. What happens if it's not an arrangement originally?
If it's going to shahr hashuk, it would be a ribis deraisa, according to the value, or it's still ribis tavana.
Yeah, I think it would be ribis deraisa.
Ribis deraisa.
In this case, if
you're going to pay the difference, then there's no ribis. Clearly. And there's no ribis, that's a straight, even trade. Anytime you do the even trade, it's good. Also, if you're really not makbid, then you could do it. If you're really not makbid in carpool, if you're really not makbid, it's always very haunted if you're very not makbid, I think, after a while. But, just once or twice, unless you're a big Balmidas. But if you're really not makbid, then vaitan is no problem. That's always the best eitzes, that you don't have akbadis, and if you pay back, it's good. If you don't pay back, it's also good. That's the best arrangement. What?
So sometimes the problem, one person doesn't have a car, and they swap them along with the problem anyway. They're not acting on each other exactly.
Yes, they're not acting, it's fine. There's no problem. So this is trading of services. The Ramah in Orach Chaim has an interesting shaila about trading meals. About trading meals with somebody. You have people, and they say, okay, I'll take you out to eat one day, you take me to eat one day. You eat at my house one day, and I'll eat your house one day.
Who counts?
It says in the Ramah, what?
Who counts that?
Who counts?
Are you counting those meals?
Well, if you're going to take him out to a nice restaurant, he's going to take you out to a fast food place, you're not going to be so happy, right? So if you're not, again, if you're not makbid, it's never a problem.
If you're not makbid,
then it's not a loan. No. If I lend you money and it's not a loan, I tell you, I'm not mad, but you pay me back. You don't pay me back, whatever you do is good. So then, that's not a loan, that's a matzah. Then there's no problem.
He can give you extra.
You give someone a gift.
It happens
all the time. People give someone gifts, and they have no intention of loan. The person gives them back a gift. They're mad that he gives a bigger gift, smaller gift. As long as there's no obligation, there's no problem.
You have to let my gift, chasen gift, bar mitzvah gift.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody looks to see what anybody gave.
It's not a good idea to look. It's not a good idea to be makbid. It's not a good idea to keep records of. It's a good idea. All right, the Ramah. First of all, it's interesting, Mechaber. Once we have to learn this, all the things that Chazal say are considered manners, good manners, you don't have to do it. Chazal say certain things are manners. For example, Hanichnas Labayis lo yoymer tenuli lechel. Atshiyayim lohen. Right, considered manners. If you go to someone's house, don't say, give me to eat. If they offer you, they offered you, and if not...
Is that the kids offer?
This is not doing ribbons. Yeah.
Big kids.
From an Ezel, you don't have someone else to put your feet by the way, because he has to shoot to speak. Make yourself a desire. Otherwise,
he has to shoot to speak before
otherwise,
he ate.
Normally, your feet by the way.
Your feet by the way. I know people have acted very much on. Alright, listen to the Rambam. Alright, let's see the Rambam first. This Rambam is in Aruch Chaim. Simekuf Ayin, Sifyut Gimel. Lo yemer adam l'chaveiro, boi v'achel ni, ma sheheach al tani. Don't tell somebody, look, last time you gave me a dinner, so now, eat by me, I'm going to give you a dinner. Da'avik ha'perei aloi chayvai, because it appears that you're paying back a chayv. Now here we're talking, where the person did not originally say to you, I'm giving you a meal, you must repay. You just go over to somebody and say, no, you ate by me, so now I want you to eat by, I ate by you, now I want you to eat by me. The nira kilu hil halai. The yesh lachlo shiachileihu yaiser, the ispei mishum ribis. The chash, that he's going to eat more. If you mechpid to serve him less than you ate by him, then there's no problem. But the chash is that he's going to eat more, and if he's going to eat more, ispei mishum ribis. And the mishabura here explains the kavanah of the Shulchan Aruch. Ispei mishum ribis. Kalaimer mezikiribis. They were makbid where there was no original arrangement. If there was an original arrangement, echol and eve, echol and cha, of course that's awesome to give him more. But even if there was no original arrangement, if it's phrased in the phrase, look, I owe you one, I owe you one, I pay you, I owe you one, now you eat by me, that's mezik ribis, al medina la ribis, ud loya miskabi, mishosha lecheno, berishena lepak. If originally that was not their intention, so then it's, if it was not their intention, it's not ribis deraisa. If it was their intention originally, I'll eat by you, you eat by me, and he gives him more to eat, that's a ribis deraisa. If he made up that he'll give him more, that's a ribis deraisa shayla. If they did not make arrangements originally, but they express it that way, you know, I owe you one. You let me eat by you, I owe you one, now you'll eat by me. So, that's mutter. That's aser. Aval. But you're allowed to say, "Echol mutolay malay boy va'achol imi, come eat by my house." Ve'echol imcha b'pam acheres, and someday I'll come to eat by you. Why? Why is that mutter? Here in Chol it's worse. You're saying, "Eat by me, I'll eat by you." Then it was kavan b'zeh klal lechayv. Rakay malay derech musa shalei yisarev neged devara v'echol imay b'leiv shebein olechol imay chinam. That if you tell somebody, eat by me, look, I'll eat by you also. You eat by me. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the Shulchan Aruch is matir, that the Ramah is matir, because it's obvious that they don't mean pirai nachai. They just mean kederech, don't be ashamed to eat by me, I'll eat by you. But Taz, choychech gam bezeh lahasmi. Taz is machmir on this as well, it's night to lahasmir. So it depends. It depends on how it's expressed. If it's expressed that, look, sometimes I eat by you, sometimes I eat by you, and it's not meant as a trade-off, then it's not a problem. However, where it is meant as a trade, it will be even, you know, eat by you, then that is a problem, and the second person who goes to eat has an issue with it. Now, I will say that 90% or 95% of the cases that come up, it's not an issue. If sometimes somebody has a sibling, and one year he eats a seder by him, and one year he eats a seder by you. So that's never by most normal people, it's never intended as a trade, as a technical trade of meals.
No.
And there's no problem. It may be that one person has a bigger family, one person has a smaller family. So the person with the bigger family is going to eat more at the other person's house than the person with the smaller family. If it's not meant as a trade, it's not meant as a trade. Now, if you know, now if I ask the person sitting here, are you makbid? Oh, no, me, I'm not makbid, so I'm not going to put it there. But let's say you know that your brother or your sister is really going to pay this. That, you know, you eat by him, if you don't pay back the meal, they have to pay.
Your sister might not. What about your brother-in-law?
Your brother-in-law, okay. So that is an issue. The family with the bigger family should go first.
Leave some kids home.
Should go, no. They should go first and eat there first, and that's wishful thinking. And do it in that order. But the point is, again, the point is that in trading things, there's also an issue, and whether it's trading services or trading meals, anything a person trades, there are ribis issues as long as a person is makbid. It's very good to the bichlal in life to be a person who's not makbid or doesn't have to pay this or doesn't keep track. But first of all, some people do keep track, and sometimes you don't keep track, the other one keeps track. In such a situation, you have to be very careful to avoid ribis. And the second thing is the mechzik ribis issue that the Mishnah Berurah brings, that the Shulchan Aruch brings, that even if originally it wasn't said as ribis, but now when you pay back to express it as a ribis expression, that look, I owe you one, so let's do it, that even though people say I owe you one just as a Belashim B'nei Adam, but you have to be careful to automatically ribis not to express it that way, that I owe you a meal, so therefore you pay me, because then if the second meal is of greater significance than the first, that's an issue of mechzik ribis. So these are the two. There's a third, I think, application of this. Sometimes people trade apartments, use of apartments, or use of... I remember one year, I went to Eretz Yisrael in the summer, and someone came here, and we traded the use of an apartment. I used his apartment, he used my apartment. I said, yeah, it was done simultaneously, there was no ribis issue. Medical. But if it's not done simultaneously, if you go and use his and the next time he uses yours, there are situations where it could be a ribis problem. The best thing is to speak it out clearly that we have no kapedus. If I pay you back, I don't pay you back, I'm not tvia. And that's the best arrangement. The same thing with a little later. When neighbors borrow eggs, borrow sugar, borrow diapers, whatever it is that you borrow one from the other, if you're going to be makbid, some people who have a yekesh tendency, they're not bad people. They say, look, I borrow from you, I pay back exactly. If I want a gift, I'll give you a gift. I borrow, I give back. You borrow, you give back. It's a very nice hanhoga to have, and if you're makbid to do it exactly right, it's good, but it causes complications. Because sometimes you borrow a dozen large eggs and you pay back a dozen extra large eggs, and it's a problem. It becomes a ribis issue.
Is it even better to write it out?
Well, as long as it's clear that it's that way. If you want to write it, you can write it. But if it's very clear that you're not marked it, you return it, you don't return it, then you avoid a lot of ribis problems.
How about the gift? The guy has a bris, you give him $50, and the guy has bar mitzvah, you give him somebody $5.
If you're trading, the time of Chazal, there was a financial tvia of trading gifts. The practice was someone got married, you gave him a gift, and you had a financial tvia. You could take him to Beis Din to return a gift to you. That was the practice, and there are discussions of ribis shaylos there. Today, it's not the way it is. It's not that way. There is no tvia. Somebody, even if in your mind, when he gives you, but Lamaisa, there is no tvia. Somebody, if you give someone a gift, you can't be tveiim and Beis Din to give you a gift, and they don't have a mina differently. And therefore, even if in your heart you have to pay this, it's not an issue. The only thing is, you can't express it. It's a message for a decision. Say, oh, you gave me a gift, I'm giving you a gift back. To say it that way is message for ribis. If you're giving a bigger gift, then it's an issue. I don't think that comes up. So I think even the meal issue, I think, comes up more with people in dorms, with people in Israel, with people actually have arrangements where they trade meals, they take each other out to eat. So that's when this issue comes up. Now this is all a very interesting application. It's a Mishnah. Anachesh imi v'anachesh imcha. Help me in my field, farmers. Help me in my field, I'll help you in your field. Could be today most people hire painters, but young people who work in each other's apartments, I help you, you help me, so they have to be careful with this. The Ramah here throws in a very interesting application of this. Someone asked this question last week. I mentioned we'll get to it. We talked about trading services, trading food, trading apartments. What about trading loans? I'll lend you money, and when you need money, when I need money, you'll lend me money. Is that a ribis issue? Now, if I say, look, I'll lend you $10,000 now for a year, but when I need money, you have to lend me $12,000. Okay, so that's ribis. I'm saying I'll lend you 10, you'll lend me 12. I'm getting more than that. But let's say I say, look, I'll lend you $10,000. But when I have a need a loan, I want you to know I expect you to give me back a $10,000 loan for the same time period. Now, what would you say? Is that ridiculous?
No. You get back your $10,000 plus your something else.
What do you get?
You get back the money, your $10,000.
Right.
Plus you have a car loan over the guy.
So to look at it, I'm lending you money. I'm getting two things back. I'm getting back the money I lent. Plus, I'm getting a gift that you're promising to lend me money. Or you could look at it that I'm not getting anything. I'm doing just like I could say, I'll give you a meal, you give me a meal. If they're exactly equal, it's mutter. I could say, I'll paint your apartment, you paint mine, if it's exactly the same. So you could look at it two ways. You could look at it that it's an even trade, so there's no problem. Or you could look at it that it's a, that look, it's a lamaisa, I'm giving a loan, I'm getting something extra back. So this is a machlokes rishonim that the Ramah brings here. This is known as Elveini ve'Elvelach. The sugya of Elveini ve'Elvelach, I'll lend you lend me. So let's see what the Ramah says.
Even in the case of 10,000 and 12,000, but you'll be obligated to pay back 12,000.
Right, so I'm
sending loans. Why is that?
But because the loan has a value. So it's money to get a loan. So I'm giving you use of $10,000 for a year, and you're giving me use of 12 for a year. So use of 12 for a year is worth more than use of 10 for a year. So I'm getting something more than I gave. Well, it's the same thing. If I lend you money and you promise to pay me back rivers, I take you to Bez and you have no money. Anybody who has no money, you give them, they don't pay. He still has to pay. But he doesn't have, he doesn't have. If I make a business deal with you, I'll lend you $10,000 for a year. When I need the money, you have to lend me 10. And then there comes a time I need the money, I take you to Bez, and Bez says you have to lend him. If you don't have money, it's your bachai, if you owe him a loan, and as soon as you get the money, you have to ask anybody who owes something to someone else. So it'll be the same thing. Right? There is a chiyuv.
Does one person
give you 20
financial situation? Certainly, this is a problem a little bit. Let's say I'm worth, I trade loans for somebody of $5,000, but I happen to be worth $12 billion.
It's a slight exaggeration, though.
What?
It's a slight exaggeration. No, I understand what you're saying. No, the question was, what happens if it's easy for me to give a loan and it's hard for him to give a loan? Right, the halacha is that this does not depend on tirchah. Just like if I work for you, you work for me. What happens if I'm a capable guy, I can do it quickly, and you can't? The halacha is it depends on shar hashuk. Depends on the value of the thing we're trading. It doesn't matter. If someone's a billionaire and he's lending $10,000, the other person is tight, he's lending 10, it doesn't matter, because the thing they're trading has a certain shar hashuk, and that goes by that value. Now, you notice he said 12 billion. He didn't want to say 12 million, right? But
he didn't want to underestimate it.
Okay, but let's see the two shittas here in the Ramah. Okay, but that's an important nekuda, that it doesn't depend on tircha. It depends on the shar hashuk, the value of the thing. Because very often a person would have that nature. You did me a favor, it's very hard for you. So if I want to pay you back an even favor, I'll do something that's equally hard for me. It doesn't go, it goes by Shara Shuk. Everything goes by its value, by the value of the Shuk. Let's see the Ramah. Imechad malva mois l'chaveire osman ma. Somebody lends money to his friend for a period of time. Kedei sheyazav yilveihu pamacheres kizman arishin. They say, look, same loan, same amount of money, same amount of time. Yeshayim rim sha'asar. The Shita Samardachai and Shuvah Sarash is that it's asar. It's not similar to I'll paint your house, you'll paint mine, we'll be even. Why? Because by working, I work in your house, I'm getting schar. For working in your house, you work in my house. But by alone, I'm getting schar havo, I'm getting schar havo. And the second shita, the mutter, imeini malvoloi lesman oruch yosim mashalveim. Second sheet holds that it's mutter as long as the two are even, as long as they're equal, so then there is no problem here of ribbis. So the chalukei day is here. If you look at the Gra Tez Zayin, he explains the Tushitas, and he ends with Avo Svar Rishayna Iker. He paskins that the first Shita is the Iker, which is the Shita Lahachmir. The Ha Akula Ribis Diborasar. The Kol Zeh Shaloi Hayai Salai Balafachi. This is all talking that you wouldn't have done it otherwise. If you're doing it in exchange for a loan, I lend you, you lend me. So the psak halacha is that it's us. Now this becomes more interesting. What happens? Someone's sitting here. Now, but let me just be mounted. The Torah recognizes as a value to a loan. You all understand that. Just as the Torah says you can't pay ribbis, doesn't mean the Torah is saying, oh, it's not worth anything to have $10,000 for a year. We all know having $10,000 to use to invest for a year is worth a certain amount of money. The Torah doesn't say it's not worth anything. The Torah just says ribbis is awesome, but that it has a value, we all know. Therefore, we're passing now that if I lend you money, Hilveni Ve'elvalach, I lend you $10,000 for a year. I tell you, you have to lend it back to me, you know, someday I'll also want to buy a house, you lend me, fine. So comes the 5, 10 years later, I came over to you and I say, okay, look, I lent you money when you were in time of need, now I need the money, now you lend me, he lends it to me. Then he comes in Sunday morning and he learns the Ramah, it's awesome. What does he do now?
But that wasn't the time of the Havo, was it?
It was a Ketzutzah, Ribbis Ketzutzah. The time of the loan.
The time when he lent him 10 years ago.
He lent him 10 years ago. He said, I'm lending you money, but you should know I expect you to give it back to me when and if I need the money. And then 10 years later, he needs the money, he gives it to him. So now we're already holding Lachar Maisa. So Lachar Maisa, he comes in. So he comes over, he says, you know, we're sitting here today. He'll tell me about this. I just borrowed money a year ago from my brother-in-law. I lent him money for a year. $10,000. He lent me money. What do I do now? So how do you straighten this out? So the Kibega says, and how you straighten it out? You have to pay interest for the second loan. He gave you a free loan, Shalai Kadin. That free loan was ribbis. So find out what the interest rate is for $10,000 for a year, and pay him interest for the loan.
Okay, the second
loan. This sounds strange, right? You heard me right. He's saying, pay him ribbis for the second loan. In other words, I lent... Let's just say, for argument's sake, a $10,000 loan for a year is worth $500. Okay? Let's say, you go into a bank, you borrow $10,000, it's worth, let's say, $500. So I lent you $10,000 a few years ago, you paid me back. Now I say, okay, now you have to lend me. You lend me $10,000. Now I say, I have a ribbis shaila. I took this loan, the loan itself is ribbis. I got a free loan. The free loan is ribbis. What do you do now? I have to undo it. How do I undo it? How do I undo this? How do I return it? To return the money, if I return the money, I'm supposed to return the money anyway at the end of the year. I have to return the fact that he gave me a free loan. So comes Rabbi Akiva Eger and he says, you know what you got to do? You have to pay him ribbis. You have to pay him interest for the loan. Why does it help to pay him interest for a loan? Because you said, if I give you a free loan, you have to give me a free loan. He's not going to give me a free loan. So in order for me to make that his free loan to me wasn't ribbis, I have to make it a non-free loan by paying interest.
Why
so by paying interest, it comes out I gave him a free loan. He didn't give me a free loan. He gave me a loan for which I'm paying ribbons.
Why is he $11,000
loan? Give him a little bit more money. I gave him 10, he's giving me more? That's really a problem.
He was giving 500 for nothing and nothing to give back for it.
Well, what he's doing is paying for the loan. You tell us
what he's doing.
What? I gave him the first loan. That I'm allowed to give. It's a free loan.
Well, you take care of the ribbons on the first loan.
No, I'm not taking care of ribbons.
If you give them now a $15,000 loan.
So there's even right. More rivets. I lend you 10,000, and unless you lend me 15,000.
But that's the guy
told you.
That took care of the rivets of the
I got more. You're giving the wrong guy the money. You're benefiting the lender.
Give him less.
The Malvin Aliva. The Malvin lent Aliva money 10 years ago.
Right.
So now the previous Aliva becomes a Malvin. He's lending him money. Now he will not benefit him. He's benefiting him. He gives him more money, he's benefiting him even more. So we keep that. So this is a great riddle. Have you have a tinsa? Were you obligated to give ribbons? Well, yeah, it's a mitzvah to give ribbons. Rabbi Kivay, yeah, look at the Rabbi Kivay. Let's see it inside. Sif test baga. Skar hava hu naitel am asa kain b'chaz of the hilvalai. V'amar sha'isa kain l'tashlem haribis shakatzatz. If I lend somebody money, and he lends me money, and he says, I'm doing it because that was our arrangement. Shakatzatz l'lazo l'halvais. Yeshleimer to have a kamay kol ribis k'tzutza. It's like any ribis k'tzutza. The second loan is itself ribis. V'tzarech l'itein lai k'fi hashuma. Kama shava zeh liyais mais biyadei kach v'kach zman. And he has to return to him the amount that it's worth having this money in his hands, kach v'kach zman, which is what I told you before. Plus, Rabbi Kivay seems to be bothered by the fact that this seems strange. I'm giving him ribis. V'tzarech l'shalim zeh me'harevach sh'arviach b'ma'isav shel zeh. And he should pay him back with the money that he gained in the investment of having the money. That Torah layasu rak b'malva midaitai. Aval zeh ein daitai klal. Ha'avlis lai rak b'derech tashlum ribis. Vein shem halva'ala.
That's a hetzeriskus.
But it's a hetzeriskus without a hetzeriskus. It's a very strange.
It's
a hetzeriskus.
No, it's a
hetzeriskus. Yes, a hetzeriskus. This last condition. This is Rabbi Kivayger. I wanted to read the last words after of this Rabbi Kivayger. Okay, after a different Shaiva. But this Rabbi Kivayger is a Rabbi Kivayger. It's a big twist. That here, I lend you money, you lend my money, so I have to pay back Ribbis. So Ramesha, the only one I know that talks about this Rabbi Kivayger, in either direction, is Nigris Meisha. His notes on in the last Nigris Meisha was printed by Chaya. They printed his notes on Yeridaya, on Hilchas Ribbis at the end. And Ramesha is not happy with this Rabbi Kivayger. He says it depends how you look at it. He goes into a long list of how a person would look at it. And the question is the second loan a loan? If you call the second loan a loan, you can't pay ribbis for it. If you call the second loan tashlumin, in other words, I lent you money 10 years ago, now you're lending me money. That's not a loan. That's tashlumin. You owe me something. I gave you a loan. You're being mishalim. You're paying me back what you owe me. You owe me money.
No,
for a year. You owe me $10,000 for a year. That was our arrangement. If you look at the Tashmoon, then what Rabbi Kivayger says, because
we're
trying. But what Rabbi Moshe says, what?
Why is that you pay me whatever in Reva? What is called with Reva? I mean, it's showing money.
I don't understand. Why Rabbi Kivayger helps by paying from the Reva? I don't understand. Rabbi Kivayger doesn't explain.
Why
it's not their Reva? It's Reva. People should be their Reva. It wasn't made up. It was arranged to be Reva. So Ramesha comes up with a different answer. Now listen carefully because it gets a little more confusing. The Ramesha relation depends. In other words, the Shita that asks holds that the second one is a Teshlumin. And then maybe it should be Mutter. The one who asks holds a Teshlumin. Yeah, what are you going to do for the Shita that holds its Mutter? So you're being made like that Shita now by paying ribbons for the second loan. Maybe that's what
Ramesha
means. Could be. Listen to Ramesha's answer. Again, we're trying to fix things. Someone lent someone money, now he lent him back. We're trying to fix it. So the Kivayger says pay ribbis. Ramesha says not so pasha to pay ribbis. It depends on the longest. So what's an answer? So Ramesha writes at the end, I have an answer. Listen carefully. Reuven lent Shimon money 10 years ago on the condition he lends him money back. 10 years later, he lends the money back. It's ribbis, but he did it already. If he would ask a shayla, he would say, don't lend the money back. He lent me, let's say I lent him, 10 years later he lends me. Now I come to Ramesha, I have a problem. How do I fix it? So So the Kireika says, I have to give him money. He says, no, that's ribbis. How do you fix it? So after Moshe, I obligate myself to give him a third loan for the same amount of money, for the same period of time back, so I'm paying back the ribbis. The ribbis was that he gave me a free loan for a year of $10,000, so I pay it back. I give him a free loan of $10,000 for a year, and then we're all even. The original loan was a loan. Then what he gave me, I have to give back. So we do it a third time, everything is good. That's what Ramesh says. That's a way to undo the Teshlumei Ribbis, to do it that way.
Until the third loan comes into effect, it's not a good.
It's Ribbis Tzutza, that it is. That's for sure.
The Ribbis is done.
The Ribbis is done.
Because the Benedict is alone, then the Ribbis is
done.
You're undoing it after the fact.
So, are you satisfied with Ramesh's
own? I need it.
I'm not so saying the Moshe's Hatzah is not that, to me, it's not so satisfying, because if I can't give him money, I can't give him money. You can't give someone money for a loan, you can't give him a tablet, you can't give him work, you can't give him anything. So what's the heck now to give him another loan back? Okay, how does that work? If I can't give him money, why can't I give him a shabbat kiss? Well, that's what Moshe means. Well, if you look at it as a tashlumin, and this is a tashlumin of a tashlumin. If you look at Alva, it's Alva and Alva. I'm not sure what Ramesha Turai is better than Rabbi Kiva Eger. As a mezzi, it helps. But after the shadow of being Mamish Ribbis, I'm not sure what he Turai is. But anyway, this is the Lundis. So what do we have here? We have what's basically very clear. If you look at Mechaber Amar, there's come out no Shachintaz on it. Because it's a very clear, the whole Sugi is a very clear Sugi in the Gemara and the Mishaynim. Come out no Achrayim. But the Kivega, by throwing in this issue,
is it he did Avera, or is he just returning the money? When he's charging the ribbit, is he returning the ribbit, or is doing, he has already made the Avera?
Right.
Is it
the Avera? Right, he did the Avera, but now he has the mitzvah of Teshlumen.
So that's
the best about thing about such a situation is that the person should be Michael. He said for ribbit tzutza, for Teshlumen Mechila helps. And that's really the best way, I think, to avoid Al Shaliyah.
Maybe by the time, according to the Moshe's day, if he pays back that loan 5 years later, interest rate is then under 12%. When he lends the money, interest rate was 2%, 3%.
I mean, the value of the loan could change. The value of the loan could change, and then that would be straight out of this problem. If the value of the loan went up, it would be straight out of nothing. Straight out of this problem. Yes?
Why can't you say instead of paying interest on the loan, just to make the loan worth less?
How? No, but just the second sheet, the second sheet holds that you have to give back more. The first sheet holds that by a loan, anything you give, even if you lend me $1,000 on condition that I lend you $100,000, also it's that $100 loan. Is that
what I'm saying? Instead of his.
You lend me money, all you can get back is your money. You can't get back your money, plus even a loan of a penny, you can't get it. Because you're getting more than you lend. That's the difference.
What I'm saying is, I lend $10,000, and then later, with the agreement, and then instead you say, okay, listen, the agreement that the loan was worth, let's say, $1,500 based on the interest, I give you $8,500 as a loan. So I give you a smaller loan to make up for the interest that I agreed to pay.
But by what right are you lending him $8,500?
Meaning I agreed to lend you, and that agreement, that ribbit we're calling it, is worth whatever amount you evaluated it as.
But it doesn't matter. The first loan we don't evaluate. The first loan is a free loan. It's a typical loan. Right? We don't consider it. You can't say, I lent you $10,000. It's worth $1,500. You give me $1,500. You can't give me the $1,500. It's worth it, but that's ribbit. There is a common case that comes up very often, where people go to court to enforce litigation against someone else, and the court awards them money, and the court, in its decision, awards interest as well. Now, this is a very complex issue regarding court-awarded interest. Obviously, if it's a loan, even though the court awards the interest, you can't take the interest. If the court awards the interest, if you have no way of getting the money except going to court, you have to go to court. The court already awarded the interest. You don't have to tell it's in your interest, it's in your benefit, that he thinks he's paying interest. If he knows that until he pays, you're not going to take interest, you're from a yid, he's not going to pay you too quickly. So it's okay to let him think he's going to pay interest. But generally, if it's an original loan and you're trying to get payment of a loan, there's no way that you can take the interest. However, I've had a number of situations where there was never a loan. Somebody went to court to be teveya, someone who cheated him, or someone who damaged him. You go to court for damages, and the court awards damages, plus the damages, or the person cheated him 10 years ago, so the court awards the damages, plus 10 years worth of interest. In this case has come up a number of times. I'm not aware of a contemporary Pesach that talks about it. However, the Rebbe Akiva Eiger here, in the last words, it's on the next page, where he permits whatever he permits here, and that's a dispute. But he says, you know why it's mutter? How the kishaleach yad b'moisha b'yadai, the mutter l'kabel ribis. It's like a ganav, shaleach yad b'moisha b'yadai. Someone comes into my house without permission, he steals my money. He stole my money. So now I go, I'm teveya him, so he feels bad. He says, okay, I'll give you back what I stole, plus a gift. So he says, there's no ribis in that, that's ribis. If someone steals from me, he's allowed to give me back extra. Because that's not ribis. There's a Chavis Das later that says the same thing. What? So you pay kefal and achinami. A kefal, a knas, bisman has there. The ashitas that hold that you're allowed to be taisis. Kefal, bisman has there. But al kopanim, he says it's achliin ladina, he means achliin ladina on the first psak. Havik shaleach yad, he names on for a priestess, which means that this Rebbe Akiva Eiger and that Chavis Das hold that in such a case where the bank awarded, where the courts awarded money to someone who cheated you or someone who stole from you, plus interest, that would be mutter to take. However, what is not clear is, let's say someone cheated you 5 years ago, you go to court, so the court awards damages plus interest. So you're entitled to damage, you're only entitled to damages based on what halacha would grant you. If they give you money, the court gives you money for mental anguish, so you're not entitled to that. Even though the court said you're entitled, you can't take money from another yid for mental anguish. The Torah doesn't award money for mental anguish. But for things that at the halacha, you're allowed to, he owes you money, he cheated you, you're allowed to take it, plus you're allowed to take the interest. You're allowed to take it as well if he's willing to pay it. If he tells you, I don't want to pay, but if he accepts the court's ruling and he's paying you, very often it's a friar yid, somebody doesn't know halacha and he's paying you, so you can take the money from him. The shaila though is, from now and on, where interest continues to accrue until he pays, that is not so pashut. There's a concept of zakfan alav b'milva. There's a time where certain obligations become loans. It's a complicated sugya, zakfan alav b'milva. And for that reason, it really needs, if there's a shaila, it needs to be adjudged each time. It really needs a clear psak. This is one thing which I have in the book. I have my original copy where I put in all the corrections, and the second edition, they corrected it. Now they're ready at the third edition. I also have a page where I wrote up this psak in two paragraphs, but I didn't print it because there are klal, I didn't print anything there that there's no contemporary Pesach that says. Because I found Rebbe Akiva Eiger or Chavis Das also, if not Chavis Das, not 100% clear, Rebbe Akiva Eiger is much more clear. I'm reluctant to print it. When you print something, you can't retract it. It's very hard to retract it. And for that reason, it seems to be the correct psak. I did once have the shaila with a professional who was cheated, and he came with a shaila, and I told him that I felt he could take the interest, but I wanted to run it by. I ran it by one or two others that have a certain bigger bekiyas than me in Hilchos Ribis, and they were maskim. I don't remember the details of that particular court case, but at the time the psak that came out was that it's mutter to take the interest payments. It's not so clear, it's not so, but it's certainly the pashtus advarim is that it's mutter. That's the
Finish
having
the loan in halacha.
What? The rate of inflation has no role. In other words, fear ribbis. Let's say you tell somebody, I'm going to lend you $10,000, I don't want ribbis, but we'll go by the, you'll pay me back this plus the index plus the consumer price, plus whatever the consumer price index, whatever is a fair index of inflation. That's awesome. That the Torah asks, it's fair. You say ribbis is not fair, it's right, ribbis is fair. It's just the Torah asks, and therefore PK, and therefore to tie it to the consumer price index or any such index.
What if someone owes you a salary? The city of New York,
they owe you a salary. Somebody owes you a salary. Well, the city of New York is not Jewish, even though the mayor may be, and there's no problem with interest. If an employer owes you a salary, you have to be careful not to make it something over the middle.
Let's say it would be Jewish.
What?
What do we do when I get interest for a salary?
You can't, you don't get interest. For late payment of salary, you cannot take interest.
It says return, if you have to
return. Sif Yud and Yud Aleph are ribbis devarim. People talk a lot about ribbis devarim, but it's not complicated. Also, lulamed es hamalva es benay mikra y gemara talk mash maisa biyada. You can't provide services to someone. You. Someone lent you money, so now you're going to do something which people normally pay for. That's awesome. Imlaya yaragul b'zemekai. Unless you did it before. We had this once. Right? That anything you used to do before you had a relationship of a borrower, you can continue to do. You have a neighbor, and you always shovel their front. I had an old couple owned the house, two houses over, a couple in their 80s. So whenever it snowed, I always shoveled shoveled the snow in front of their house. It wasn't a big deal, shoveling mine, so I shoveled theirs. So I did it. I don't remember doing much else for them. I used to visit them every once in a while, and that was that. So, the 10 years later, we got in the mail after he died, he passed away, and she passed away. And they had kids in Florida who apparently didn't have yarshim, so they got older. So they sent me, they said they wanted to express gratitude. I always shoveled the snow, and I was so nice to their parents. They sent me a painting which they claim is worth many thousands of dollars. To me, not worth much. hung it up, but, I would write them a letter. I'd rather have the cash. So anything you used to do to someone before the loan, that you can do. Something that you have a neighbor, you always shovel their front. I had an old couple owned the house, two houses over, a couple in their 80s. So whenever it snowed, I always shoveled the snow in front of their house. It wasn't a big deal, shoveling mine, so I shoveled theirs. So I did it. I don't remember doing much else for them. I used to visit them every once in a while, and that was that. So, 10 years later, we got in the mail, after he died, he passed away, and she passed away. And they had kids in Florida who apparently didn't have yarshim, so they got older. So they sent me, they said they wanted to express gratitude. I always shoveled the snow, and I was so nice to their parents. They sent me a painting which they claim is worth many thousands of dollars. To me, not worth much. hung it up. But, I would write them a letter. I'd rather have the cash. So anything you used to do to someone before the loan, that you can do. Something that you didn't do beforehand, if it's a service, you cannot do it. Now, there's a key word here, and I'll show you why it's Nageyadish. I think the Gra Yitzchak uses an expression, the Kamishtar Shilei. Kamishtar Shilei, he's giving him Hashrasha. What is Hashrasha? Mishar Shilei is the following. There's a Hanoah called Mishar Shilei. Mishar Shilei means, I'll give you an example. Halach l'maisa example you understand. Someone lent me money. It's a son's bar mitzvah. I want to give a son a bar mitzvah gift. So I told you we'll get to this by Ribbis. I want to give him a gift. Can I give the son a gift? Now someone lends me money, I could give somebody else something. It's not a condition. Now I want to give it to the son. Let's say I give the son something that if I didn't give it to the son, the father would have to buy it. I give him something that's useful. That if I didn't give it to the son, the father would have to buy it for him, whatever it may be.
A mitzvah lesson.
Okay, it's like here. Something that he would have to give. And that is called giving hanah to the father. That's called mishtar shilei, the expression of the Gemara. The Gemara says a case where the king came to someone's house, the king's agent, he said, 10 barrels of wine, the king wants 10 barrels of wine from you. give it to me. See, Poy, there's 10 barrels of Truma wine he has in his house. He didn't get around to giving it to the Kayin. Says, look, I have barrels of wine there. I'm not giving it to you, but if you want, take it. He takes the 10 barrels of Truma wine. So I tell the Kayin, you know, you're tough luck, you know. What do you know? The Kayin gives you 10 barrels. That's called Komishtashi. What I did is I used the Truma to exempt myself from something I would have had to give. Mishtar Shila is a hana, and therefore it's also to do something for him that's Mishtar Shila that otherwise he would have to do or he would have to pay for. That's called Mishtar Shila. The Gro learns that that's Pshat and Desif. It's an Isra Mishtar Shila. So this is a benefit, a side benefit. It's similar to Ribbis Devarim, except that it's more than Ribbis Devarim. It's really something which provides a financial benefit to the other person. And the Chavis Das holds this is Ribbis Derabanan. Mishtar Shila is a type of Ribbis Derabanan. But I'll compare that it's awesome.
What do you call the man Shema Oysa Biyuda?
Calls the man Shema Oysa Biyuda. It should be also even afterwards. That's Ribbis Mocher. So I suppose the reason is, we said Ribbis Mocheres, and it's not Nicker, is Mutter. So it'll be Ribbis Mocheres, Shein and Nicheres, then it'll be Mutter. Because my Shema Biyuda is not Ribbis Mocheres. Afterwards, I'll have to think of Ribbis Mocheres. Okay, so that is Sifyud. Because if Yud Aleph is really Ribbis Devarim, and I guess we'll get to Yud Aleph in Yud Beis next. I'm sorry, I have to run. I have a learning Gittin this year. So I arranged to get to take place 10 o'clock, to have some of the boys in the shir come. So I want to be there to show some action, make sure they behave. And, send me whatever it is, $40,000 a year.
Very common.
Okay. So the question is that mutter to do two yidden together? Well, the rabbi said, "So also she ten amayis from matana gemura lemakabel b'lishum tonight. The achak is chayav makabel shalom isach kach l'shon. If he dies, he gets it right away.
No, he gets nothing. Right." The other guy keeps.
I'm saying the receiver gets it right away. So he, the Rav Chadimilsi, does this, and he says it's not. V'ayim b'shilas yayvitz chelupei simukov samu shapikpek al hetazeh. The makabah can have a ribis, the lepachas haramis ribis. Kol ma shemakabah yesu meyakeren imherach yom lemanayis. So he says you can do it on the condition you make sure not to live long enough. You get more than what you gave, then it's worth it. But if you make more money,
if the
person got the $500,000, he keeps it no matter what. If the person dies in 1 year, then he keeps it. He only paid $40,000. If he dies in 20 years, he paid $800,000. You know, whatever it is, it's a risk.
You
don't
want insurance company, which I call pension.
Okay. He says here that it's awesome. By Mechila, the Archaluke Day is if someone is Michael, whether Mate Sidei Shemayim, you should pay back anyway. If someone was Eiver on Ribbis Dei Reisim, and the other person was Michael, the Archaluke Day is the Shita of the Gra is that you don't have to pay back. There are other Achrayim who hold that you do have to pay back. Lefti Sidei Shemayim, the Archaluke Day is, it's hard to say a clear psak. So we learned Tiftal and Tifei today. Again, just try to review the Ikrim. We learned Ribbis B'Shas Pirayim, and we learned Mechila. That Mechila helps after the fact. That's not beforehand. That Mechila helps after the fact for Ribbis. Zivav, Ribbis Mocheres, Ribbis Mokdemes, so that... Oh, the Ramah. Matana Amadas Lahazib Ribbis, I'm sorry. To give someone a matana al menach lahazeh beribis. That means
money.
Well, a matana.
Yeah, I'm giving you an out-and-out gift. Al menach. No, not a pekud. A matana. That means you can use it in the.
You have to read on the same item.
Okay.
Matana al menach lahazeh beribis. It means I give you this. Make sure you return it to me.
You mean return the same item? It should be mutter. Okay, that's not mutter by money. That's only mutter by things that have a pchas as they used. Only something that's hard to piss by, right? The Gemara says it's not always mutter, and that's what he's saying.
So he's talking about cash?
Yeah, I think he's talking about money. Rashi, the Gemara says
Matana Dilumais, her comment of Kedushin. That's kind of true.
You have to do that.
You give someone a gift of money, I'm not, you return the money. That's the same one. Matana has a house there? It's also considered a what? I'm saying that there's no problem. It means he'll give you something extra with it. The same bill is a little later, there's a heter.
Why is the case
not right. Why is it different? Because this case is better. Matanam las lahazer, I'm giving you a matanam. It's a condition in the matanam. Here, you mean if I'm giving you the first case? It's similar to the first case. First, so that was his shiloh, whether this is asal tarabis ribis, or the ribis deraisa. He didn't seem to be mistupid that should be mutter. The shiloh was, is ribis deraisa, ribis derabana, or rabis ribis. And that was enough like it.
So,
what?
I'm giving you my
I believe so. And that's otherwise this Pesach Tshuva doesn't belong in Sifhei. What's Pesach Tshuva doing in Sifhei? It's only here because of the Ramah. It's even though Tzuka Tzechent earlier. No, it makes sense. It's Tzuka Tzechent towards Ani Nais Mechabe Matana. Okay. But I think that's Pesach Tshuva Ramah.
In the Pesach Tshuva's case is much more difficult because...
The first case, though, you mean.
First case, even the first case.
I give you a gift of 100, you have to give me back a gift of 120.
Yeah, but if I don't, I'll give him back 100.
No, it says I'll
really, every Matanis Lahaz is sort of that way. Amalas Lahaz, you have to give them the Matanis Lahaz Matana. Okay, next week we get to Ribis Mucheres and Ribis Mugdenes.